This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Goth Christmas, everyone. This show is for Jane.
Yeah, it is. Hi, Jane.
Today's National Goth Day, so our own Jane, who does the afternoon show. If you've never seen her, you should check her out, man. She is dedicated. That is a look she's been farming for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she has anything but black clothes.
Someone wrote in, if Jane is so goth and the music director of the station, why does Alice play the same wonderful songs over and over again? Here's the thing. If she programmed a goth station, it probably wouldn't be as successful as the one she's working at now.
Yeah, probably not. This is a person who's able to, you know, separate her personal joys.
Well, we all love all music to begin with, but if I were to go work at some station I loved, it'd be some metal station or some punk station, and you know, that we'd be losing.
Right. Well, you'd be winning with the people who love that music. You know, you narrow it down to the people who are like, that is for me. You know.
So, she's in business.
She's a pragmatist, our Jane.
And I actually believe she loves the music we play. Just because she's goth doesn't mean she is into it.
Yeah. She just likes the look. Did you have a goth song ready for me for this break? Or we're just going to keep talking until you're done with your burrito? Or
Well, I have the that song.
What are you eating?
Good Lord.
What are you eating?
He's eating an Amy's drive-thru burrito.
Oh, here we go.
Here
this
we go.
Is Bela Lugosi.
Now, finally, they're actually singing. Here you go, Jane. This one's for you. Merry Goth Christmas.
He's dead. This is the guy I went and saw recently.
How's this version?
At the Rio.
Yeah, how's that version? Oh,
funny.
This is a good version. You did a good job.
What's this guy's name?
Peter Murphy. Well, the band is called Bauhaus. But the singer's Peter Murphy.
Does he sound better than this today, or is it the same?
I haven't heard anything from him lately. Like the last, did a solo album in the 90s.
Well, he's old.
Yeah. He was old then.
He's old.
Yeah.
Is there a good goth song we can play?
This is good! This is one of the biggest goth hits!
Do the Smiths count as goth?
No.
Yeah, play the Smiths. Play the Smiths.
But they don't, he's saying they don't count as goth.
What song from the Smiths?
They don't count, he said. They're not goth.
All right.
What about we hate it when our friends become successful?
No,
that seems like a goth sentiment.
Guys,
you know?
Let's move on. You're ruining the
bit. Merry Gothmas, everybody.
Jane's dying over there. The Smiths! What are you nuts?
She likes the Smiths.
She might like the Smiths, but they're not goth.
How are they not goth?
Yeah,
aren't they sad and emo? And you know, I can picture them.
What about Susie and the Banshees? You got that?
That is goth.
Is it?
Yeah, they count.
I'll play them.
I don't know. Is there a list?
What song?
Whatever is the most popular. Right. I don't know them at all.
They have one song. I don't like Dear Prudence, but they have one other song that I love. I think that's Dear Prudence, right?
I don't know. God.
They have another popular
poor Britain.
It doesn't matter.
I told you to show me. I'd help you a little bit.
Well, you gave me Bauhaus, and I used that, so.
Right.
And then you guys wanted, like, another song. Now we're going through three songs.
It's okay.
I didn't think we were going to, yeah.
Goth Christmas is almost over for us. Just pull a couple more, and we'll be all set.
All right.
Here's some stories.
No, we haven't even got to the business portion of the program.
Oh,
no,
dear.
I still have a couple things to do. No, I haven't. Here we go.
Okay.
This part of the program is brought to you by Target. We have tickets to see The Weeknd on the Starboy World Tour Phase 2. It's coming to the Oracle Arena on October 8th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But you can win them right now before you can buy them. Be calling number 9-800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to the concert. And tomorrow we'll have another chance for you to win. And then they go on sale tomorrow at 11. If you're a fan of The Weeknd, call now. 800-400-3697. Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials like milk, toothpaste, and diapers. Target run and done. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. .org.
Do we have a .org, Sandra? Or was that it?
That was it.
After 30 years helming the Bridge School benefits, Neil Young is bowing out.
Man.
And looks like the concert's not even going to happen this year. I don't know what the future holds for it, but the Bridge School benefit, as we know it, is no more.
What happened?
Well, he and his ex-wife, Peggy Young, both released statements. It looks like they announced that the concert will not take place this year. She thanked supporters for their dedication over the years in the statement. There have been truly memorable events, and we've had a great appreciation for everyone who's been involved, beginning, of course, with Neil Young and including the many artists who've been so generous with their time and talent. Neil Young cited personal reasons for his decision to no longer host. He said, although I will continue in fundraising efforts for personal reasons, beginning this year, I will no longer be hosting the Bridge School concert.
Didn't he leave that wife for Daryl Hannah?
I don't know if he left for her, but yeah, that was the latest. That was the person we heard about right after they broke up.
Yeah.
They've been together for years.
The wife, not Daryl Hannah.
Him and the wife, right.
Is he still with Daryl Hannah? That might explain it.
That's not in this story, and I don't believe I've heard anything about that since we heard the initial reports that they were together. He says, my heart is with each and every child we've had the honor to serve, and those we will continue to serve, and your parents, siblings, and extended families. Thanks to you all for the honor of serving such a great mission. Thanks to my incredible son, Ben Young, for being there at my side throughout these many Bridge School years. I love you, buddy. The Bridge School would not have been possible without you. And then there's full statements, so if you want to read them. Since 86, the proceeds from the annual concerts, traditionally held at Shoreline, benefited the Bridge School, whose educational program served children with severe physical disabilities and speech impairments. And they go on to list everybody who's performed at it. It's unclear if the concert series will return in subsequent years or if it's permanently canceled, but it's not happening this year. And Neil Young is citing personal reasons for bowing out as the host.
Well, you'd like to think that people look at all the good they've done instead of going, how can you stop something? They need the money. They've done a ton of good.
Yep.
A ton of good. And they shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be their job. So,
was there some talk of him being ill? Wasn't he supposed to be at the Rock?
He was supposed to induct the Pearl Jam,
right.
And he was. Yeah, they didn't go into. I haven't heard a lot of details, but there's. I think there is something up. I mean,
I don't see. They have not been seen together since late last year. Daryl and Neil.
Neil,
really?
But who knows? You know, it's the last few stories that were out.
Maybe they just like hanging at home, or maybe he's really sick and dealing with something, and you know. I don't know what she's up to. Erindira Walenda.
Okay, part of the Walenda family. They're the tightrope walkers,
she's
right?
She's the wife of Nick Walenda.
Okay.
He's the guy who, what did he just do? I think
Grand
he just walked
Canyon
across. I thought he walked across Niagara Falls on
something like that.
You know, he's always.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, he's always tightrope walking or, you know, doing some daredevil-y thing. She hung by her teeth from a helicopter over Niagara Falls earlier today, pulling the stunt off 5 years to the day since her husband walked a tightrope over the falls. She's a 36-year-old mother of three.
36?
Yeah.
All right.
She was tethered to a hoop suspended from a helicopter about 300 feet above the water. She did a few acrobatic maneuvers and then briefly hung twice by her teeth with the use of a mouth guard in between hanging upside down by her toes for a few seconds. She said the wind was crazy. She did not expect the wind.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I can understand why that might, you know, you get up. She said she didn't expect it, and she got up there and was like, whoa. I thought this thing was just going to hang down straight.
Why wouldn't someone, she didn't talk that through with anybody?
She said she was caught off guard by the windy conditions above the cataracts, they call it, something her husband had to deal with during his 2012 stunt. She said that the experience was beautiful and amazing. She spent about 8 minutes of the 10-minute stunt hovering over the falls, because, of course, the helicopter has to take off and land. Only a few dozen people viewed the stunt from the ground on the American side of the falls. However, they say tens of thousands. You know, I didn't. This is the first time even she's done it, and this is the first time hearing of it. We heard for a really long time about the stunt that Nick Wallenda was going to do. That's why there were tens of thousands, and I think it was televised. So there you go. They just didn't get their promotional machine going. Here they are talking about it. That's a shot of her.
You impressed by somebody hanging by their teeth from a helicopter?
You know, anybody who can stand the heights, and even if she hadn't hung by her teeth, if she'd just done air acrobatics over the, that's, it takes a brave person.
Yeah.
Are you impressed?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why. It seems like the tightrope walking is so much like cooler and visual.
I don't know. At least she's holding on to something.
Yeah. And I don't know why we didn't even know about this.
I know.
I'm going to look it up and watch it right now.
See if you're impressed by it. Take a look at it and see if you get impressed.
She seems like a nice person.
Sure.
I don't know what else to say. Yeah, the whole I'm hanging from my teeth. I see cartoon world where the teeth break and she falls.
Right. That's, or her whole, right, her dentures pop out, you know. Her teeth are still holding on right there.
Like, okay.
Her body falls down.
Now what do you do?
It's more impressive that she hung by her toes.
I'm standing here with her teeth. What do you need me to do?
Hope you don't have to sneeze at that point.
Bogus.
Or what is something you have to have your mouth open for? I don't know. Like, I suppose you could sneeze
through. Yawning. What if she had to yawn?
You can't just stop yourself from yawning.
Can you?
I feel like you can.
Yeah.
Suppress a yawn.
And I hear you like 15, 20 times a morning. Can you stop those?
The yawning?
Yeah.
I can't. I don't even notice I'm doing it.
Oh.
Truly. Scott Disick is in the news this morning.
He's on a roll.
Yeah. This is so funny, though. This is just...
Well, I don't even know what he did, but I just know everything I hear about him lately is ridiculous.
What
so this should be good.
Is just not think things through. Like, in retrospect, and I don't know, he's not in trouble for this or anything. It's just hilarious that, of course, on social media... Of course this comes out when you do something to two different girls and they both post about it, you know. So
at the same damn time?
At the same damn time. So he's been hanging out with a chick by the name of Bella Thorne. Is she 19?
19,
yes. She's just a kid, but she's a hot kid. She's a Disney star. She was on some show called Shake It Up. You know who Bella Thorne is? Yeah. She's an actress. She's a singer.
Is she smoking hot?
She's pretty. She's very pretty. Do you have a Bella Thorne song that I can... Let's hear what Bella Thorne sounds like. It sounds like that sounds like something you'd hear on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, totally.
I guess she went on vacation with him to Cannes. I don't know if this had anything to do with the film festival or if they were just yachting as the rich do. But she basically said, the story the other day was she could not keep up with him. Mm-hmm. She was like, I wouldn't even want to. Like, that guy goes so hard that I just was like, I'm going to go.
Are we talking about partying now?
Mm-hmm.
Or? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I assume. I mean, she.
Yeah,
maybe
pretty much partying.
Well, right. He's someone who's supposed to be in recovery, as we all know. So he's built up some tolerance, probably.
He knows how to do it.
About everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're actually calling that the con vacation nightmare, although I'm sure she had fun. She just couldn't keep up with the guy. So he sent her a bouquet of flowers. And they're gorgeous. They are, I guess
pro flowers, huh?
Well, I don't know if he used pro flowers or not, but ding, ding, sham. Pink roses and peonies, and it's just this gorgeous, you know, beautiful bouquet. The problem is he sent the...
He must really love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he must also really love Courtney, because he sent the exact same arrangement to Courtney as well, and they both posted pictures of it on social media. And it's it's just... I mean, there's the side-by-side. I don't know, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know where they posted these things. But it's just so funny, because the one girl's like, oh, I feel so special because Scott sent me flowers. And the other one's like, this is wonderful, because they sound exactly the same. And they put the pictures up, and I'm sure that they were a little dismayed to see that he didn't even select differently. Like, I'll send this bouquet to the mother of my children. I'll send this one to a little hottie that I had a fling
Probably
with.
The same note,
Kong.
Too.
Right. Exactly. They should put the note up
See.
You're the best. You're amazing. You make my life wonderful. Anyway, that's what Scott Disick stepped in. Although, what does he care? He's like, oh, really? Did I F up? Give me that bottle of tequila. Speaking of tequila, the most interesting man in the world is back.
Yeah.
The new one or the old
one? The old one.
All right.
He's back, and he's not drinking beer anymore. He's drinking tequila. He is returning to advertising after a year-long hiatus, and he is shilling for something called Astral Tequila. Jonathan Goldsmith, 78 years old. He was the Dos Equis guy for 10 years. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. And so, of course, he has to make light of that in the new teaser for the advertising for the Astral Tequila. Astral.
Use that. You know it?
I do not.
Well, you do now.
Should I go get someone, bring it in? We could all try it.
Maybe on Friday.
All right.
I was just thinking, what did we hear about him? I was trying to find what the story was.
He got punched in the face. Or no, he boned whose girlfriend?
Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Mm. Well, yeah, he put out a book.
He boned Clint Eastwood's girlfriend,
right.
though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he
it
said,
was.
I'm going to be a star and you're going to be nothing.
Someone says Daryl Hannah and Neil Young were grabbing food together in Half Moon Bay last week at the Little Red Caboose.
Oh.
Oh, good. They're still together.
Well, and good. He's still up and about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys are just speculating he's got some debilitating disease. I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to work with his wife anymore on that charity.
Maybe.
That's what I thought. Seems
possible.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles is going to light the bat signal for an Adam West tribute.
Oh, that's neat.
I know. It's not really. I mean, I always assumed that New York is Gotham City.
Yeah, New York is Gotham City. That's weird that it's L.A.
Well,
did he die there or something?
Hollywood.
I don't know.
I think.
Let's see if it
I
says where
so.
He died.
Oh, I'm sure he was
I'm
a
sure
Hollywood
was, yeah,
guy,
Hollywood
right?
Dude. Right? Right. Exactly.
Yeah, he died in L.A.
There you go.
In fact, one of the things that got posted after he passed away was a scene from the old Batman show where two of the characters go surfing,
and they're in their outfits.
In their outfits,
oh
they
my God.
Run out to the water where it's a lake. It's the ocean, but there's no waves. And then it's the two characters standing on a thingy, and behind them is a scene of a 20-foot wave breaking behind them. And they're doing one-footers, and a shark swims up, and Batman pulls out from his swim trunks.
Is this real?
I swear, I'm telling
That's
you, go look
so
it up.
Totally funny. Real.
He pulls out shark repellent, sprays, the shark goes away, and he continues to ride this wave. I mean, it's not real, but it was from
But it was
TV.
Really it's, from the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that is so funny. That show's so campy.
Right, that's it.
So tonight they're going to do the Bat Signal to honor Adam West, who died Friday at the age of 88. He was the star of the classic Batman TV series. Did he voice the cartoon, too? And then he's now on...
He did. He voiced one of the cartoons, but the kind of the cheesy ones, not the dramatic ones that the comic book nerds care about.
Oh, they only care about the dramatic ones?
I think so,
They
yeah.
need you to treat this with the...
Yeah, with respect.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it looks like tonight at 9 o'clock, the mayor and the chief of police will light the bat signal, which in the Batman franchise serves as the call for the hero's help. And I guess there are going to be surprise bat guests as well.
Oh.
That'll be fun. They want everyone to attend in your best Batman outfit. And if you can't attend, they're encouraging donations to the Adam West Memorial Fund for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and Camp Rainbow Gold. He died Friday after a battle with leukemia. And I guess most recently he played the fictionalized version of himself on Family Guy. He plays the mayor of Quahog.
The guy who's the best voice for Batman on any of the cartoons is a guy named Kevin Conroy. So,
oh, that's your pick for best?
Yeah, I don't know if you can pull up his voice, but the guy is the very best Batman. And just in terms of voice inflection.
Do what you can, Bryn.
All right.
Let's see. Let's start
Kevin
the timer.
What's his name again?
Kevin Conroy.
Is it this one?
No, it's not.
Where is Rachel? Come on, tell us.
ROY. I don't talk to her anymore. Taking a break.
They decided together that they'd be best if they never saw each other.
Poor Rachel.
Oh, is this the guy? Oh.
All right.
B-Man.
B-Man.
Is that what the cool kids call Batman?
Mm.
The rumors are swirling about Beyonce. She may be in labor as we speak. She may have already had the kids. They may already be named. They may be this. They may be that. She may have cleared out a whole floor. Didn't she? I think she cleared out a whole floor when she had the first kid, right? At Cedar Sinai?
Yes, I believe she did.
The gossip is that she was taken to an L.A. hospital in a fleet of Escalades on Tuesday night, and an entire floor of the hospital was cleared out just for her. Meanwhile, the New York Daily News says DJ Khaled was overheard telling people the babies are already here, and an employee at Jay-Z's 4040 Club says they had a boy and a girl. So everyone's just...
Yay!
Any minute now, we'll get an official announcement.
Well, congratulations to them.
Yeah. And just quickly here, Fox is changing its tagline. They're dropping fair and balanced. Fox News has taken a lot of heat for that, particularly from Jon Stewart back when he was on The Daily Show. So they're dropping it. They're going to now go under one of their other taglines, most watched, most trusted. They say that it was too closely associated with Roger Ailes and everything that has happened since in the last year or so. According to insiders, the new regime wanted to separate themselves from it because they'd been mocked. It had been mocked, and it was too closely associated with Ailes. Fox News says the branding won't affect programming or editorial decisions, so officially nothing is changing, just the tagline. Just didn't want my parents to be confused when they're watching it later.
Hi, Ellie.
Hey, Gentry.
Is she listening today?
I'm sure.
Every day.
Every day. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, so much stuff, including would you divorce your in-laws if you could? Music in the bathroom and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. We've been talking for, what did we do that for, a week and a half, the narwhal floaty race?
Uh-huh.
So we got a lot of people into our secret show, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks, June 28th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And so we asked some questions about Yuzette, and we found out who knew her the best. And we got some people qualified by giving them tickets. And then one person has now been selected to participate in your stead.
Yay!
In the great narwhal floaty race, brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And they get two nights to stay at the Fairmont. This is our grand prize winner. It's Natalie from Palo Alto. Congratulations, Natalie.
Yay!
Natalie, you're the big winner. Round up a cute friend, and we'll see you in less than 2 weeks.
Right.
That's on the 28th is when we're doing the secret show. On the 29th, which is the following morning, in case you're not good at math, we're going to be doing a regular broadcast from there. So we'll do a live broadcast from a tent on the property over at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And that's open to the public. We'd love it if you came over. If you're in the area or you want to make a special trek, we'd certainly love to have you. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the details. Or call Hooman. He's not busy. 800-400-3697. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. It is 8:39 on Thursday morning. At 10 o'clock, the party begins. Mm. Actually, they're lining up already.
I was gonna say the party started.
Of Warriors fans have lined the parade route. They're ready for the show as the guys will travel a route, let everyone get a look at the trophies and at their happy faces.
Right.
They are the NBA champions. So that's happening.
Congratulations,
today.
Guys. It's got to be huge. I was thinking about this. I was listening to KCBS in the bathroom. They're talking about how everyone's already there and everyone's freaking out. It just must be such an amazing thing to be playing at that level and to, you know, second in 3 years and to come back and have over a million people there waiting for you to, like, cheer you on. You got to just feel like the king of the world.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked before whatever your job is, and that's their job.
Right. That's their job. They get cheered for it.
They've been sacrificing their whole... I mean, some would say, oh, it's just basketball. How's that a set? But that's what they've worked on their whole lives.
Yep.
So whatever other things that came up along the way, they went, no, I got a game. No, I got practice. No, I got...
Right.
Do you remember, was Kevin Durant the MVP from the last Warriors win?
No, he just joined the team this year.
He just did.
Did you see his mom?
You know what? That's what I was thinking of. So his mom. It was a whole story the other day. I just almost started crying.
Well, the story was that his mom has been, you know, I think the quote was, "We did it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been taking me to games since I told you when I was 8.
Right.
And we did it. And it's just a thing. That's his mom probably sport parents sacrifice a lot too. Mm-hmm. When the kid gets good and they find themselves playing year round, mm-hmm. and it's not just the one league, it's all the leagues.
Right.
And then they're trying to make these other things where they're trying to get scholarships. And they've got to make trips to meet coaches and mm-hmm. do.
He's like, "Mom, you're the real MVP." It's like,
Well, imagine that. There you are, a parent going, "I got stuff to do too, man. Come on." I mean, I have that thought all the time. That's a mom that sacrificed a lot, probably, for that boy. Where I'd say, "Can you give this kid a ride?"
Kid, here, let me put Uber on your phone.
Right.
Hey, talking about the Warriors, everyone, and Dub Nation and the parade, we just posted an incredible picture.
No. I bet it was incredible.
On the Al973 Instagram, because the Alice promotion team is going to be at the parade today. So keep an eye out for them. I'm sure they'll be handing out tchotchkes and
you really know how to coach up a photo taker, Hooman.
Thank you.
Someone else had to take it, and he had to yell at her and make her move.
Yeah, you were right.
Stand over there.
My friend Annie, she did a great job. The last picture was perfect.
Hold on, I got to find it.
Everyone, look at it.
Spectacular job.
No, thank you. Like it, comment. Thank you, Annie.
Speaking of the Warriors, they're about to lose Jerry West.
Yeah.
Jerry West has been in basketball. Oh, there's another lifer. In fact, a picture of him was used for the NBA logo, so they call him the logo.
Oh.
But he's a guy who's
I always thought that was Michael Jordan. Are you talking about the silhouette, the NBA silhouette?
That's not the NBA silhouette. The NBA silhouette is just a guy with a ball sort of dribbling down the court. You're thinking of Jordan with the legs spread about to make the dunk.
Yeah, that is what I'm
That's Michael
of.
Jordan's that logo.
Oh, that's like his own.
That's his own thing.
I got them confused.
Anyway, Jerry West has been behind helped build the team that we now know and love, and he's now leaving for the Clippers. Mm. So, success.
Good job on the picture, Pullman.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're up at Jerry West levels.
Has brought him an offer he can't refuse.
Wow, how did they do this season? Obviously.
The Clippers, not good.
Okay, so.
I mean, I think they were either right on the cusp of the playoffs. I don't know, but they're not. They didn't.
They weren't contenders.
They have a lot of talent and just didn't make it happen.
It's too bad.
I'm gonna skip that one. Have you heard of? You know, I'm a fan of Freckles, right?
Oh yeah,
big fan.
Yeah,
love them.
You love them. You can't when they come up, you can't stop talking about.
I just think they're super cute, and you always hear people who go, they cover them up with makeup, and they're like, and I just think that's ridiculous. You're so lucky. Now people are tattooing Freckles on their face.
Oh, I saw this recently.
It's surprising.
Uh-huh.
Not that it's not a good look, because I think it is.
Right.
But sometimes that can look super fake if someone doesn't space them out in the right, or if they space them out too perfectly.
Right, I was just going to say, if you start looking like Raggedy Ann, you get like the five on each cheek in a
Here's
circle.
Here's a dude that did it.
Oh, let's have a look at this. He looks better.
He's pretty hipster, so... It's not all that surprising. It goes with his curly mustache.
That looks totally stupid. This looks
the mustache
so good.
Or the freckles.
The whole look.
Oh,
I actually saw. You know those Biore pore strips?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually makeup on it, and you put them on, and then peel it off,
and you've got freckles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But then they come off in the shower.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy got them all over his nose, cheeks, and up onto his forehead.
There's actually pictures of a lot of people that are having this done. It does seem like, while it's probably not a trend, people are going in for the tattooed freckles.
I guess you can do whatever you want.
I think that's the beauty of the freckle, is that it's a natural thing. No, that's what I like about them. They're natural.
Yep.
It's how you came. Don't be ashamed of that.
This is how I was made.
stick your chin out.
Right.
Be happy about that.
I know. I actually love a little sprinkle of freckles. It's so, so cute.
Mm-hmm. Back in September, 71-year-old guy named Lawrence Ripple robbed a bank in Kansas City, Kansas, and then sat down in the lobby and waited for the cops to arrest him.
Didn't you tell us the story?
I did.
Yeah.
Once he was in custody, he explained that he wanted to go to jail because it was better than living with his wife. I got to get out of that house.
And this is the only way I could think of to do it.
His entire plan just backfired big time.
Why, did she get thrown in jail for something?
Nope. On Tuesday, a federal judge sentenced him to 50 hours of community service and 6 months of house arrest.
Oh, my God.
With his wife.
That's the... Oh, this guy. Put him on the suicide watch list.
He could have gotten 3 years in prison for the bank.
That's it? 3 years?
Well, it was his first offense.
Oh. 71, you said, right?
Yeah.
He's had enough.
He's never been in trouble before. He told the judge he wasn't himself that day. He was depressed after a recent quadruple bypass surgery. Mm. His wife was in court with him on Tuesday, so apparently they worked things out.
That's good.
But he's got 6 months with her to keep that thing together. We'll see.
Boy, that is... It's ironic that he sentences him to... I mean, yeah, maybe they're all right. Maybe they worked it out. Depressed over his surgery or whatever. Couldn't stand another minute with that woman. That had to be the hardest part for her. You know, that he makes the national news as one of these, like, sort of stories of curiosity, the guy that... And then there's the wife going, so I am that a-hole in this story.
Right.
Not the guy who robbed the bank.
He wrote the robbery note right in front of her before he left the house. He grabbed he wrote the note... Grabbed a hammer and left to rob the bank.
Oh.
Don't break up with her. Go rob a bank right. And try and get thrown in
Don't
jail.
Don't go live in your shed in the backyard.
Why are you guys making googly eyes at each other?
She looked at me. I have no idea.
Because you just built a shed in your backyard. I'm waiting for you to move in back there. You know.
Can you take a picture of that so we can post it on the Alice Instagram?
We want to see the shed.
That's not worthy of the Alice Instagram.
I don't know.
Fun. Does it have curtains and stuff?
Oh, can we have a picture of the ruined koi pond?
It's not ruined.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
It's not going well yet. I don't.
Update.
You don't need an update, but if it ever looks good, I'll take a picture.
Are raccoons laying out beside the thing right now in the during the heat wave? Are they waiting for you to stock it with fish?
Yeah, they're waiting. They're waiting. They're like, hurry up, lady. Tick, tick.
Any chance
you get
a landscape architect to help you with that? Any chance at all? How about a 1%?
Zero chance.
Okay, great.
I'll figure it out.
All right.
Is it still cloudy, though?
Mm-hmm.
What's cloudy?
Oh, no.
What's cloudy?
The water.
Explain it. I can't. I don't.
The water's lost. Cloudy.
Why is it cloudy?
The koi pond you're building isn't working out. Mm-hmm. We already told you it's just going to feed the raccoons, but I was thinking, what is the natural predator to a raccoon? You can just stock the backyard with those.
They don't have any.
Do they? How about like a fox or...
Well, like a tiger.
Mountain lion.
Like Mountain lion.
Dude with a gun?
Mountain lions in your backyard?
Yeah, I'll get one of those. That's
right.
A good
cool.
idea.
They're all around these days.
Maybe the dragon will get it. Keep the dragon.
Oh, yeah.
The small dragon.
The security system.
Mm-hmm. Cougars, bobcats, coyotes, and wolves will sometimes kill and eat raccoons, but they're able to climb trees really well, escape. Full-grown raccoons are pretty vicious.
Mm-hmm. There's story out today about this girl who got attacked by a raccoon, and she killed it by drowning it in a puddle.
Nice.
Whoa, chick is hard.
How'd she, wow.
I just was like, what? Okay.
Raccoons are no joke, though. They'll,
mean.
Their cat tangles with them. They'll kill your cat. They can. Mm-hmm. They haven't killed mine yet.
Well, you're not going to be laying out by the koi pond by them, are you?
Well, keep the cats near the koi pond.
Oh, my God.
Tie them up there.
That's funny.
Just kidding.
Of course we are. We love
Should
animals.
There be music in bathrooms to cover up your noises?
Oh, you mean like in a public restroom? Should there be some kind of cranked
up music?
We
have the radio playing really loud in here.
We do.
And it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
But I think we should. It's really unfortunate.
I've never really thought about it as being something that masks the sound, though.
What do you think it's for?
So that the people who work down the hall can tell what time it is and how much time they've got?
No, it's for the farty butts that are happening in there.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it is in the men's room. Women, I don't know. You hardly ever hear anything in there.
Yeah, me neither.
You thought it was what?
Just so that
the
they
same,
would know.
So KCBS people knew to run back.
Get out of here.
And sometimes I go in there to hear traffic or news.
Sure, there it is.
Right, right there. It's great. You can be wanting and listening to that and not listening to some dude expel gas next to you.
Yeah. Did you see that pond in the men's bathroom yesterday?
I did.
Oh,
what'd
yeah,
you
what
do?
Happened?
They got a koi pond in there?
God.
Was it you?
It was filled Jeez. With water. What'd you guys do?
Did someone not back
I,
up the toilet?
I don't know.
I had him call the building
lake.
Guy.
I didn't do it.
Didn't
is it cleaned out today?
Are you sure you didn't do it?
No, I didn't do the pond, and I didn't call the building. I didn't do anything.
How many lunches did you have yesterday? Tell the truth.
For once.
Let me see. Hold on. Uh-huh.
Wait, it wouldn't be yesterday. It would have been the day before, right?
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, what was the day before?
How many lunches did you have?
I had a super long extended lunch with multiple locations.
Oh. You guys lunch hopped?
Yeah, lunch hopped. Oh, that was not me. That wasn't me either.
In Sweden, they're going to try getting local schools to start playing music in the bathroom to cover up the sounds that kids are making in there so they won't be embarrassed.
Oh. It is embarrassing. When you're a little, I remember as a little kid being super embarrassed
by the sounds.
Well, you
would be, and you'd probably be like, I'm not going in there because I don't want to have anyone hear me. And you might actually crap your own
that
pants.
That was a bad one.
Due yeah. to that.
Right. You'd be like super. I was always very scared in bathrooms as a little kid.
Mm. You were? Like,
yeah. One time at the drive-in movies, my mom sent me over.
Stop it.
My mom sent me over to the restroom, and I went in there, and, you know, I was sitting in the stall peeing, and these other girls were, like, playing around in there, and they looked over the top, and I was so freaked out. I was a little kid, you know? I was super freaked out. So then from then on, like, whenever I would be in a public restroom, I mean, I'm over it now. I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't want anyone looking over the
They looked
the
over.
The,
they didn't look underneath. They went
no,
over
no.
The
they
top.
Were standing on the toilet and looked over, and so that's and I. So I noticed, like, oh my god, I'm so scared. You know, I was just little.
Did you go run out to your mom?
It's like 5 or 6, probably. I don't know. I mean,
what's she doing, letting you go there by yourself?
I think it was the olden days. You just sent your kids to the bathroom. She's probably standing right there at the refreshment stand or something.
Such a different world. It's unbelievable how different it was.
Yeah, they were just like girls running wild in there, and they were looking,
people don't send their kids to the bathroom by themselves anymore.
No, you pretty much walk them there.
No, they are hovering at all times.
Never know what's going on.
If I had a, you take your 5-year-old. Like, I had boys, so I'd, either take them in the ladies' room with me, or I'd make sure that the men's room was clear.
And if you even try to revert to some of the stuff your parents did, parents around you will see that and be like, huh?
Right. You'd actually get in trouble for it.
They shame you?
Oh, yeah.
For having your kids, like, become a little bit more independent sooner?
Hmm. Absolutely. Parent shaming's for
it's
real,
a real
dude.
Thing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but we will go to a Gothmas song into commercials to celebrate Jane's Day, everyone.
And then coming up at 9:15, Johnny
That's
Mosley
right,
is going to join
Hooman
and Uzette right. for the review of Cars 3.
We're going to pick for the week.
Can't
and I
wait.
Know Vinny, I know Bryn has an amazing song prepared for us. Right, Bryn?
I'm working on it right now.
All right.
Happy Goth Day, everybody.
Jane.
This is for you, Jane.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.